on phone production number 121. No, 122.
122.
Where's my script?
It died. Behind you, asshole.
This is the 200th anniversary.
It's behind you, dipshit.
Yes,
tape
I have it.
Saturday, okay. September
23rd. This is I Love Mertz, and it's taping on the 23rd and playing back probably never because Brian has Saturday, not repaired any of his equipment. He doesn't really give a shit about the line, and I don't know why we're here tonight.
From Encino, it's the Mertz
this
Show.
This plays in November.
Here we go.
Or December.
It's time for a Fun Phone skit, starring the entire Fun Phone gang. Stu, Uncle Jeffy, M Squared, Ronnie Tarzana, and Brian Feedback.
Salami sandwich?
Well, it's the only thing I know how to cook. Say, Rick, have you found any work yet?
I tell you, Fred, ever since I divorced Lucy, nobody wants to hire me.
Yeah, I know what you mean. There's not much call for people who can steal hubcaps and church key cars, you know. Well, listen, ever since old Ethel and I split, things haven't been the same. I mean, you know, it was kind of nice having a big, fat, rotund, obese, overweight whale around the house.
I wonder how Lucy is out in California. She went to work for this guy. You remember Mr. Littlefield, my old boss?
Yeah, sure.
Well, you know, somehow he became a banker out in California, and now suddenly he's become Lucy's brother-in-law. And, you remember Little Ricky?
How could I forget Little Ricky? You remember when he was 12?
Yeah, that was fun, back in the back there. Well, now he's got an older sister, and she sure didn't come out of me.
Of course not, Rick. She'd probably come out of Lucy. That's enough chewing the fat, Ricky. Let's sit down and eat.
Okay, in a minute, Fred, but first I gotta call Jerry, that good-for-nothing agent of mine. That jerk is supposed to land me a job today.
Oh, well, all right, Rick, but watch your step. Don't wrinkle my newspaper with them chinos. I haven't read it yet.
Fred Merce, look at this apartment. It's a mess. You know, that's one thing I can say about Lucy. She knew how to keep a clean apartment. You stink as a maid, Fred.
Well, that's because the uniform don't fit, Ricky. You know, I don't sag in the right places, and the apron won't even go around me. You know, I'm 80 years old. What do you think I am, some kind of Hoover head? You put a thing in my ear, and I go...
Fred!
Suck up all the dirt.
Fred! Fred, you're hamming it up all over the joint. It's been 20 years since Lucy left me, and I want to tell you that living with you has not been a bed of roses.
Listen, you Cuban silverfish, I don't need any of this from a white-haired tobacco pecker.
Tobacco beaker? Make it till you go to last
hour! Stop screaming at me in spinach! I ain't gonna start crying like Lucy used to.
I'm sorry, Fred. It's just that... Wow, it's been so long since I... You know,
hey,
with anybody. And well,
listen,
Fred, I...
Spit, don't get any ideas with me. I'm too old.
No, Fred, no. I was just thinking. Maybe it's time we went out and try to find Las Mujeres.
I got lots of mujeres, you know, all over me.
Mujeres! But, you know, they built a little different from us. Tienes los brestos largos.
Oh, now I read you, Pops. Ricky, you're a born-again genius.
Let me call Jerry, my agent, and then we go out.
Hello?
Agent Jerry speaking for his kids.
Hello, Jerry. This is Ricky.
Ricky. Have your writers given me a last name yet?
Not now, Jerry. I got a lot of problems on my hands.
I thought Lucy left you 20 years ago.
Will you cut out the jokes and let me splain?
Sorry, Dad. Go ahead and splain.
Jerry, I've been out of work now for almost 20 years. I'd still have a job at the Tropicana if Mr. Littlefield didn't go out with Lucy to California and change his name to Money or something. Have you found any work for me yet?
Look, Dad, I'm not trying, but nobody wants to hire a 65-year-old Cuban with rheumatism,
I told you that thing comes and goes. I can still sing. Listen. Babaloo, babaloo, aye, aye. You like that? Or how about... They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the Jeritobi. Yeah?
Just stop it, please. I'm going deaf as it is.
I'm not finished yet. Oh, the lady in red. The fellas are crazy for the lady in red. Fresh as a daisy and dialing with... Hello? Hello, Jerry? Jerry, hello? Oh, we must have been disconnected.
It don't matter, Rick. I'm ready to go.
Fred! Where'd you get that raincoat? You look just like what's-his-name, the guy who plays Kadambo on the television.
Yeah, don't I? Listen, you better wear an overcoat, too, Rick. I heard that it's rain.
Okay, Fred. Say, where's the best place to go and get broads?
The Broadway. Listen, Central Park's where it's at. Come on. Okay. Yeah, okay, Rick. Hey, look, there's a couple of dames over there. Just right for us.
What's the matter? You crazy or something? Those girls are too young. They look about 25 years old each.
That's perfect. Come on and do just what I do. Pardon me, girls, but do you mind if I show you something big?
Fred! Fred, what's the matter with you? You crazy or something? What are you doing? Hey, you know, Fred?
What a boner
that looks
is.
Like fun. Let me
look
try
at the
that.
Hair on it. Big.
All right, and get in that cell, perverts.
Well, Fred, you've done it again. I must have been off my rocker to go along with your half-baked ideas, you senile old coot.
Listen, you Cuban nose picker. It wasn't my idea to go and grab some women. If you recall, it was your idea, horny bones.
Well, I wasn't the one who exposed myself to turn two young girls on.
Well, can you think of a better way at my age?
I can think of 1,000 ways to tear you limb from limb.
You and who else, carnitas?
You always have to go around hamming it up all over the joint, Frat. Ever since we lived together, you've done nothing but get into trouble. When are you gonna learn?
Don't you yell at me, retardo!
Who's jelling? I never yell, I never yell!
When are you gonna learn to speak English?
When you discover a fountain of youth!
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
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 I Love Birds is a Skippity-Doo-Dah production.
Ricky Ricardo was played by Stu. Fred Mertz was M Squared. The Agent Jerry was Ronnie Tarzana. And the jail guard was Uncle Jeffy. This is Stu Funfone speaking.